We're reading from the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. And the context is Jesus instructing his followers how to prepare for his final coming. He predicted that he would enter into his passion, he would die on the cross, but on the third day he would rise again. He would ascend into heaven, but at an unknown day and hour, he will return again in glory. Time as we know it will come to an end. The general judgment will be revealed on humanity. And Jesus wanted to instruct his disciples to be vigilant, waiting for his return at that unknown day and hour. He understood that people can be fickle. And so, if it seems that Jesus is delayed in coming back, people may wane in their commitment to the Lord. The Lord does not try to instill fear into people in regards to trying to scare people into holiness, but he illustrates that the relationship we have with him is based on a commitment, not on calculating when it is time to do what is right, when it is time to do what is faithful. God is always faithful to us in every circumstance, and he calls us to be faithful to him, including when we have been unfaithful, we turn to him and repent and receive his healing mercy. So last Sunday, we heard about the parable of the faithful or wise virgins and the foolish or unfaithful virgins. One group was prepared to meet the bridegroom, the other group was not. Christ is married to the church. Collectively, we are part of the bride of Christ. And so we're called to use our time wisely and be ready for when the Lord comes to call us to himself, whether during that second coming or at the hour of our death, whatever will come first. He emphasizes the same thing in this part of the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. And once again, he says we are to have a proper sense of fear that will help us to be ready. That is the fear of the Lord. But what will not help us to be ready is to be in fear of the Lord. We hear in the first reading, for instance, the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised, according to the book of Proverbs, echoing an earlier passage in the same book that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The wise person appreciates that each day is a gift from God, should not be taken for granted, and is to be used for God's glory. To have the fear of the Lord means that we have awe and reverence for God. We allow God to guide our actions as a result. We trust in his steadfast love and generous mercy, according to the psalmist. Then, in the second reading, St. Paul writes that the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ in glory to judge the living and the dead will occur at an unknown hour. But those who have the fear of the Lord are alert and sober about what matters in life. We may be tested by doubts or distress, but by remaining steadfast in practicing our faith, we will be unshaken by the changing circumstances of life. That's the fear of the Lord. But then in the gospel reading, the notion of fear takes a tragic turn. when the third servant is called to give an account of his work, he said to the master, "Out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." And this illustrates in our relationship to the master of all life, not the fear of the Lord. This is an example of being fearful of the Lord. And in being fearful of the Lord, we will jump to conclusions that are not in touch with reality, as God defines reality. And we will fail to take advantage of the opportunities that God provides for us to live a fruitful life. Having the fear of the Lord inspires us to have confidence in God, who has given each one of us spiritual gifts and natural gifts that are just right for us, but then contribute to the betterment of all. The faithful servants understood that they enjoyed the confidence of the master because he had freely entrusted his possessions with them. The third servant was suspicious of the motives of the master or the landowner, thinking that he was being set up to fail. However, each servant was entrusted with an amount that was according to his ability to produce. And God gives us the capacity to be faithful, showing us what we can do with his help and giving us the courage to do it. Whatever we aspire to achieve in life is purified by our primary ambition to share life and love with God forever in heaven and to influence others to have the same aspiration. What God has entrusted to us has been given to enrich the community, not to enrich ourselves or to exploit others. The faithful servants used what they had received and invested it to great profit. The Lord says in the parable, immediately they went to work. Notice they did not engage in thinking, I have five talents, I must be superior to the other servants. The second servant didn't say, well, I have two talents, must be better than the one who has one. And I wonder why I did not receive five talents like the other servant. No, they just went to work with what God gave to them. But what happened with the person who only had one talent? For he will find out that because the one who had five talents immediately went to work, making five more. The same with the two talent person, making two more. He will find out that they received the same reward. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come and share your master's joy. That's what the third servant heard. And then he found out that he had wasted so much time comparing himself with the others that he was not able to do anything with what he already had. Failing to trust the one who had confidence in him, he failed to trust himself and could not trust others. Choosing to be fearful of God, wasting our time, comparing ourselves negatively, towards others will lead to an empty life because our potential growth is choked by anxiety and regret. The Lord Jesus Christ teaches that this is no way to live. God has created us in love and gives us the capacity to live according to our calling as we cooperate with Him and the people that He places, whom He places, rather, in our lives. Blessed are those who live in the fear of the Lord. The Lord Jesus shared in our humanity to show how much God values our lives. We live in awe and reverence of our God, who did not abandon us to the power of sin and death. And this is the motivation to value our lives and the lives of others. The third servant did not do that, and as a result, he lost everything. He was cast out to wail and grind his teeth. And part of that grinding of teeth was the realization that it did not have to be that way. May we learn this lesson from the Lord. It does not have to be that way for us. Wherever we are on the journey of life, we can entrust our lives to the Lord. We can engage in doing the work of the Lord with the spiritual and natural gifts that He has given to us. And we can enjoy the rich reward that comes from the choice to live in the fear of the Lord and not to be fearful of the Lord. And now in peace, let us profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,